Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be diving into John MacArthur's comments about Andy Stanley and Tim Keller. Now, John MacArthur is not new to criticizing other megachurch pastors. John MacArthur is one of the most influential pastors in America, if not even the entire world as well. So, with that said, what he says carries some weight, and the fact that John MacArthur is also willing to go after megachurch pastors, despite the fact that Big Eva kind of has a guild where you don't go after other members of Big Eva, John MacArthur, you know, has flagrantly gone against that grain, especially in recent years, and this ShepCon was no exception. He has gone after Tim Keller in the past for exactly what he's going after Tim Keller for in this video we're about to show you. And he's also gone after Andy Stanley in the past for a litany of other things, because there's a lot to go after Andy Stanley for. He's a very bad teacher. So with that said, we're just covering the news and I'm playing a little bit of catch up. I do want to give a shout out to Berean Babes, who's been covering ShepCon and doing a good job at that. And Protestia, whose video clip we're going to be using for this video as well. So we're going to credit the other discernment bloggers out there that have covered the story before I was able to get to it, because I've been busy covering a bunch of other stories. And it's been a heavy news week. So we're going to dive into that. But first, I want to let you know that evangelicaldarkweb.org is where you can go to support our efforts here. Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. We have a Patreon-like system that you can go to support us. We also have a free newsletter that gets you more content than we provide on YouTube or audio podcast. So you definitely want to check out the newsletter that's linked in the description below. And that'll help you bypass big tech censorship. So we're going to be covering this video real quick, and here we go.
So if you're looking for a definition of ministry, feed my sheep. Peter got the message. He didn't always get the message. He got that message. And then in his epistle, he wrote, feed, shepherd the flock of God. And what I see missing in the church today, generally speaking, is that commitment to feed the flock of God. There's an inordinate affection, strange to say, for the culture. There's a driving desire that's twisted.
I was right here, and what he's doing is he's setting up who he's going to go after in this clip. This is a Q&A at ShepCon. That's the context for this. And what he's talking about is the fact that the modern church has failed to catechize its members. It's not catechizing people. It's preaching the gospel, maybe, but then it's not actually teaching disciples. It's not making disciples. It's not teaching new believers what it means to be a Christian. It's not actually getting people catechized with the Christian faith. That is a major issue in the church right now, and I think this is what John MacArthur is pointing out. There are a lot of people willing to have a church that's a mile wide and an inch deep, which is it's funny. If you look at Andy Stanley, he did deep and wide. That was his thing because he wanted to be deep, you know, not just an inch deep, but also and a mile wide. He wanted to be a mile deep and a mile wide or something like that. So that's what Andy Stanley wanted to do, but obviously did not. And Andy Stanley has horrendous theology and has gone off the liberal deep end, as well as, general megachurch shenanigans deep end. So Andy Stanley, obviously not a good teacher. Tim Keller, he's been a liberal the entire time. And, he's in New York. That's a significant thing you got to think about. He has compromised his church with the city of New York. New York City has syncretized with Redeemer Presbyterian Church in New York City.
To reach the culture. You can go back to Tim Keller's mandates for urban renewal, or Andy Stanley welcoming all the homosexuals because he wants to reach them. But a pastoral ministry is not about changing the culture. And if you define it theologically, your church will never have anyone who's a genuine member who's not part of the remnant. But I think ministry has been woefully lacking to the souls of the people of God. And so they have struggled, and they have been wounded. They have been without biblical teaching, without solid doctrine, without nourishing truth. While everybody is worried about what the world thinks and making sure we identify with the world and its style and its music and all of that, when feeding the flock of God is how we discharge our ministry and how the Lord builds his church. So if you're looking.
So let's break down what he's talking about there. So he's definitely talking about the idea that the church is not catechizing people. And I've definitely been in that situation where I've done a lot more research on Christianity, what it teaches, doctrine, outside of the church than I was ever going to get inside the church. I've been in that situation before, and I hope you're not in that situation. I've not stayed in that situation, just to give a quick update on that. But John MacArthur is talking about a very real phenomenon. I also want to point out the fact that he calls Andy Stanley out for the homosexuality. Andy Stanley has been pro-homosexuality for at least 10 years. You can go back to 2012, and Andy Stanley was pro-homosexuality in 2012, and it became more obvious and obvious over time. And his views haven't really changed. That's just something to point out. So I'm not sure whether John MacArthur is referring to 2012, when it was very obvious that Andy Stanley was pro-homosexuality, and you know, they should have known, Big Eva should have known his views on homosexuality in 2012. Or whether he's referring to the fact that the sermon bloggers like myself, like Protestia, like Dissenter, have really drummed up a lot of the dirty laundry within North Point Community Church, and how we've aired that, and how we've broken that story, how we've basically done what Big Eva Media and Christian Media should have done. Legacy Christian Media should have taken Andy Stanley out a long time ago. And even now, they're still not taking Andy Stanley out. But because you got Christian Post and church leaders basically coming to his mitigation. They're trying to mitigate the damages here. So what John MacArthur said is downstream from a lot of what discernment bloggers have been saying, and you love to see that. That's a W. I was talking a lot over this weekend about how I view a lot of things through a win-loss binary, and to some degree, Scripture definitely has a win-loss binary because God wins. So I see this as a W. This is a W for the church to get some, you know, artillery support. I used the analogy of air support when it came to Tucker Carlson going over the airways to call out Tim Keller, Russell Moore, Beth Moore, and David French, who recently believes that child abuse is now the blessings of liberty. So that's a blessing of liberty update for you with David French. And that was air support. You know, this is definitely air, or at least artillery support. John MacArthur, huge name, calling out Tim Keller for his bad missiology. And you got to think, for decades, and you can see this in the Southern Baptist Convention with the Send Cities, we have been promoting urban missiology at the expense of rural places, because resources are finite. And we've been doing this at the expense of syncretism. We've been trying to plant woke churches to appeal to urban audiences. And that's just not going to advance the kingdom. And Tim Keller has his fingerprints all over that. And it's because Tim Keller's been woke for his entire, or not just woke, but he's been theologically liberal the entire time. So that's who Tim Keller is. That's who Andy Stanley is. John MacArthur isn't exactly breaking new ground with what he said, but you're still glad that he is the biggest name recognizing this, other than arguably Tucker Carlson, who went in a different tactical direction. He's attacking the church over its bad, or he's not attacking the church. He's attacking Tim Keller and Andy Stanley, who are not of the church, for their bad missiology and how they've compromised to fill seats, and then they don't catechize to, you know, give Christians solid food. And that's a major issue in the church. Christians need to be getting solid food from their church. You know, they can't stay on the milk forever. They're going to need the meat. So I think that's what John MacArthur is getting at. And I completely agree. Glad to hear him say that. Glad that he was in good health to have participated in ShepCon at all. It's good to see that. And just to give an update, Tim Keller's cancer is apparently back. So keep that in mind as well. As you got Tim Keller, John Piper, and John MacArthur are kind of the three biggest names in evangelicalism at the moment. They're all obviously up there in age. They're definitely nearing their final years. And I'm not saying that to be morbid. And at least I would say John MacArthur has had a positive influence on the church. I cannot say that about the other two. Definitely not Tim Keller, and I'm not sure if Christian hedonism is a positive contribution to Christianity either, as well as Tim Keller being woke. John Piper being woke. So anyway, who comes next is a question that's on my mind. Vody Bachum, James White, I guess, would be elevated to that pedestal, I suppose. But in any case, those are just future thoughts. My name's Ray. This is the Evangelical Dark Web. Let me know what you think about what I think, and I will catch you on the next one.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.